this story takes place in 1990. I was 20 years old. I was taking a year off from college and living in London. And I was working for a social service agency. I was working in a workshop for 100 adults with disabilities. And one of the unfortunate but rare occurrences on the job was that there would be occasional violence from one of the clients. And indeed, one of the clients one day came up to me and he goes, "Hello." And I said, "Hello, John." And he goes, "I don't like you." And he took me in a headlock and he bashed my head into a doorknob repeatedly. I loved this job. And I loved it more than being back home in Virginia with my family or being in school. So speaking of my family, my dad calls me one night in my flat and says, "Hey, I want to come over, take a vacation with you. We'll rent a car. We'll drive down to Cornwall in the countryside. We won't make any reservations. We'll just sleep wherever we end up at the end of the day. Just you and me. It'll be great. What do you think?" And I think, where's Mom in this equation? Why isn't she calling me? And I just saw you 3 weeks ago at Christmas. What is going on here? So the next day, my mom calls. "I understand your father is coming to see you. And I'm here to tell you I'm coming on that vacation too. I'm not going to get left out." So at this point, I should probably tell you a little bit about my family and what it's like to travel with my family. Couple of instances of traveling with my family. We rented a house at Kiowa Island, South Carolina, when I was a kid. My mom is bipolar, and she's kind of inflexible. And any interruption to plans she has made causes things like crying jags and Xanax, you know, intermissions in the bedroom for 24 hours. And my brother is schizophrenic, and all throughout my childhood, not medicated for psychotic episodes and drinking and big time into drugs. And my father, workaholic and never home, surprisingly. And when he was home, he had a newspaper up in front of him to try to avoid whatever was going on, like a wall between him and the rest of the family. So traveling with them, the house in Kiowa Island, we found out we could catch crabs off the dock of the house we rented, and my mom had made this reservation in a seafood restaurant. You know, she'd researched it, and she wanted to eat at this seafood restaurant. But we wanted to eat the crabs we caught, and we were going to make her dinner, a lovely dinner for you, Mom. No, absolutely not. That interferes with the plans. Xanax intermission in the bedroom. Didn't see her until the next day. Another example, traveling with my parents, which is completely slipping my mind right now. Okay, we'll leave it at Kiowa Island. So anyway, back to the phone call in England. So they call and say, "We want to take a vacation with you. I'd just seen him 3 weeks ago." We get in a car. We're driving 7 hours west of London. Did you know you could drive 7 hours west of London? Down into Cornwall, the very tip, Land's End. And we get to a little inn in a converted monastery, looking over the little village. Beautiful. We get up the next morning. It's the first day of our vacation. My father says, "Your mother and I are getting a divorce." My first reaction was relief. My life had been a hamster wheel of hate and misery, and I was happy. It's over! It's over! My second reaction was anger. My life had been a hamster wheel of misery and hate. My God. So here's something you need to know. My father wanted the divorce. My mother did not. So my mom was very upset at my reaction. So anyway, you might think at this point that we would go our separate ways because the deed was done. You know, they didn't want to tell me on the phone. They wanted to come in person because it'd be kinder. But we still had 5 days left on the car rental, so we took a vacation. I don't remember any of the attractions we visited. I don't remember castles or anything. I remember what it felt like to be inside that car. It was January in England, not the summer tourist season. Not much to do. and the defroster in the rental was broken. So the windows were fogged up all the time because it was almost always raining. So claustrophobia, can't see out. My mother was being strangely flexible. She was like that little dog in the cartoons. What do you want to do today, Spike? Anything you want, Spike. I'll do anything you want, Spike. Jumping over the big bulldog, you know what I'm talking about. I'll eat in any smoky restaurant. I'll sleep in any ratty bed, you know. I'll do anything you want. Nobody would ever want to divorce me. And my father is just calmly driving like the Buddha with a smile on his face, except really fast, because he wants to get home. This is postponing the inevitable. The rest of his life is a free man. And the only radio station available was Top 40 Europop, where Kylie Minogue was the best thing I heard. And we kept on, they kept on pulling over the car to take pictures of me with ponies. Ponies. Oh, look at the ponies. Let's pull over and take a picture of Catherine next to the ponies. And even now, when we look back at those pictures, they each have all these pictures of me with ponies in their house. I look like I'm 12 years old. Because I have this look on my face like clearly someone else is in charge here. I am not in control of my own life. And they always also misremember what age I was when the photos were taken. They're like, oh, you're so cute. Was that at camp? Or were you 12? I was 20. That was the divorce trip. So, you know, I know they think that what they did was out of love. They loved me, you know, and they also told me, we stayed together for you, because that's love. But I'd have to say that all in all, I was so happy to get back to my job where the violence was done to me by total strangers. And I'd rather have violence done to me by total strangers than to ever have to repeat the divorce trip.